Daybreak on BizNews is proudly brought to you by Bonitas, the medical aid for South Africa.
Good morning and welcome to the BizNews Daybreak. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of August. I'm Kerry Dunnigan. First up, Bloomberg News Now with the latest overnight world news.
A lot of earnings after the bell. SpaceX's revenue exceeded Wall Street's estimates in the company's first quarterly financial report following its blockbuster initial public offering in June. Elon Musk's space company reported revenue of $7.8 billion. That's greater than the $6.81 billion analysts expected on average. But shares of SpaceX are lower in late trading after the company announced over $18 billion in spending on AI. Here's Bloomberg's Max Chafkin.
SpaceX dominates one part of what it does, the launch business. It launches a huge percentage of the total amount of mass into space. Elon Musk was just bragging about that. But a lot of these future businesses that he is talking about, renting out data center capacity, making large language models, they have nothing to do with that. So you're sort of wondering as an investor, are they going to be able to bring that same level of dominance to this other field where they are also in a lot of ways behind?
The earnings report follows the announcement that SpaceX is partnering with NVIDIA to design the StarMine satellite compute payload. The company said each of the StarMine satellites will include NVIDIA Rubin GPUs and Vera CPUs. Advanced Micro Devices disappointed investors with its latest sales outlook, a sign that shareholders expected more of a return from the global expansion of AI data centers. Here's Bloomberg's Ed Ludlow.
It's a simple story with the third quarter revenue outlook, which was $13 billion plus or minus $300 million, just wasn't good enough relative to the most bullish expectations of the street. You know, AMD is up 140% year to date going into this, but it's a simple story. Like, people want to see outperformance, AMD closing the gap on NVIDIA because NVIDIA's growth is still so high, and they just didn't clear that higher bar hurdle when you think about the sort of top end of estimates.
AMD shares fell about 7% in after-hours trading. Dell, Marvell, Intel shares also lower in after-hours trading following AMD's earnings report. The U.S., Iran, and Oman are reportedly closing in on an interim agreement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, with the U.S. aiming for a Wednesday announcement. Axios is reporting the emerging deal would meet some of Iran's demands for greater control over traffic in the strait, control it didn't have before the war. At the same time, the deal under discussion sets up a temporary arrangement between Oman and Iran in the Hormuz Strait, which could be extended and includes terms for ship traffic and clearing naval mines.
AfriForum CEO Kali Creel joined Chris Stein to discuss the legal battle against the Expropriation Act in the Cape High Court and revealed for the first time that his legal team was preparing a contempt of court case against Julius Malema over his latest land grab call. The full interview is on biznews.com.
In terms of unlawful occupation, that's happening at the moment. What you have in many cases, and we have many examples, where the police simply don't act. Now landowners have to go to court and they win these cases. But then they have to make sure that the people that are illegally there have to be removed. And I remember in one case, we supported the Dr. Maseremule in the north of Pretoria, whose land was occupied. We won that case. The people had to be removed. But the red ants, it was a few hundred thousand rand because it's a costly thing. So I don't blame them. So you will have to spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of rands to simply make sure that you get your land back while the state sits back. This happens because they are not doing their job. So I think what we should do is, we will be looking for a case such as that where you hold government accountable or the state accountable for losses that is being incurred. On the legal level, of course, what do you have? You have politicians that urges people to unlawfully occupy land. Julius Malema has done so. A few years back, we got a court order successfully against him that he is not allowed to do that. He had to pay our costs. But you will see that during the last week, he did it again. We have not announced that publicly, so you hear it the first time. But our legal team is drawing up a case at the moment because his behavior is contempt of court. So we believe we have a strong case there. So we have to fight that. And I think that's a broader thing. Fortunately, there are also other civil societies, organizations that believes in the free market, that believes in property rights. And I think I want to ask people, if you don't necessarily want to support AfriForum, support those institutions, that we make sure that these organizations have the resources to take these kind of things to court. Because a normal landowner will simply not have the money to protect their property rights.
Alec Hogg on BizNews Edge with the local investment news. Nedbank posted solid interim results, and the JSE reported strong numbers of its own. Check out biznews.com for more.
Nedbank released interim results this morning, and if you want one number to remember from those figures, forget the headline number or headline earnings per share, which were virtually unchanged. That's a decoy. It looks almost flat. It isn't. Nedbank had a particularly good year, a good 6 month period. Its bottom line is up 12% on a year ago when you strip out the impact of a deal that was done with ETI, with a sale there of the West African operation. Remember, it's now bought into East Africa with NCBA, a push into that side of the continent, which investors are really enjoying. The share price was up today by 4.5%. Nedbank is looking pretty solid at the moment. And you can, well, if you're an investor there, you can be pretty comfortable by holding on to your stocks. And then on to the JSE itself. Here's one that you don't usually hear from directly because it's normally just the address where everybody else's news happens. But the JSE Limited is listed on its own stock market and it's just posted its own numbers and they are strong. Headline earnings per share, again, for the 6 months to the end of June, just like Nedbank, were up here by nearly 19%. Net profit after tax, nearly 17% higher. They are, however, starting something which knocked back the figures a little bit. They've got a process called Forge 2031, and that's something to watch. The new chief executive, Reddy, is driving that initiative. But she has been handing back money to shareholders in the past 6 months. There were 175 million rands worth of share buybacks that the JSE has concluded. The stock exchange's own share price, pretty solid at the moment, and it is trading now at a significantly higher price than it was at yesterday.
Paramount Group founder Ivo Ishikovitz spoke to Alec Hogg about what his African youth survey revealed and issued a stark warning about how much time Denel had left. The full interview is on biznews.com.
You know, sadly, and this is very sad for me, as I see the rest of the continent surging ahead in so many different ways, South Africa is completely being left behind. Part of the reason for that, in my view, is that the rest of the continent has moved through this belief that their governments in Africa have any ability to deliver prosperity. We're still, however, dealing with a South Africa who are living through the hangover of 1994, where the ANC came out and said, vote ANC and we will give you a house and we will give you a job and we will ensure your prosperity. And I think while the rest of the continent has got real, South Africans are still waiting for government to provide. Now, the truth is, in the world today, in 2026, no government on their own can provide. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are. Not even Donald Trump can lead a government that can provide. What governments can do is they can create an enabling environment. They can create policies. They can create a legal system. And then they can get out of the way. And I think that what the African youth are demanding is that their governments get out of the way. And I think that what South Africa is heading to is exactly that. It's just behind the curve.
Now, if the youth are not voting, but they don't like what the government is doing, is there a risk here of a Arab Spring type event or July 2021 KZN recurrence?
So, again, my personal interpretation of the data, sadly, absolutely.
Healthcare matters, but what matters most?
Having cover for the people who keep this business going.
Bonitas is there for you when it comes. Bonitas Medical Aid for South Africa. Visit bonitas.co.za and find your plan.
Another alleged online trading platform victim. Tommy Salem told Chris Stain how he lost 450,000 Rand on the FXSI platform, money from his stroke recovery and incapacity benefit. FXSI say the matter is under formal investigation and it would be inappropriate to comment publicly at this stage. Check out biznews.com for more.
It was actually by default that I chose the FXSI platform because I wanted to start with a trading after I know I was going to lose my job because of my my job, and I wanted to look at some alternatives to make money. I was on watching my on TV on YouTube. There was a clip from Africa Forum. Kali Creel talking about this a way to able to make more money on trading, and when I clicked on that content, it took me to FSXI, and I then didn't connect the two to together. I just thought maybe because Africa Forum and Kali Creel is people that I know, and I probably, you know, just took it that probably they use this as a platform to get more clients. And so, yes, so that's how I ended up getting to the FXSI.
Tommy, I know you have a speech impediment from a stroke, so please take your time. There's no rush to tell your story. So how much did you invest, Tommy?
Oh, well, all together was 450,000, but it came in different orders or request that I had to work with the FXSI broker.
And finally, Bloomberg reported that Energy Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa spoke from Beijing about the firm commitments South Africa received from Chinese companies towards its ambitious 102 gigawatt power plan.
It's an interministerial visit. I'm with the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, and I'm also with three of our provincial governors, to use the language of the US and China, what we refer to as the premiers, and also we have brought our DFIs, the Industrial Development Corporation, and the DBSA, which are two of the premier DFIs on the continent, based out of South Africa. We also brought some of our SOEs in the ecosystem of electricity and energy in our country, notably Eskom, which is the biggest SOE, electricity SOE on the continent. So our intention is to attract Chinese investors to support our electricity plan, what we refer to as the integrated resource plan. We have an ambition of adding 102 gigawatts of new capacity in the next 12 years. And about 70% of that will be coming from renewable energy sources. We're anticipating to bring 34 gigawatts from wind, 25 gigawatts from solar PV and 16 gigawatts of distributed generation. And in addition to that, we have 5.2 gigawatts of nuclear and about 16 gigawatts of gas to power. So this is the most comprehensive and ambitious electricity plan on the continent, and we think that the Chinese partners, the OEMs, the financing institutions, technology partners will be very helpful in helping us to achieve this ambition. So we've got a project prospectus. We have already packaged the projects, including rolling out 14,500 kilometers of transmission expansion and modernization. So these are significant investment. The total value of this investment, we anticipate, is about $180 billion. So we are confident that they will be successful with our mission here in China, and really the response has been nothing but positive.
That's it for this morning's BizNews Daybreak. I'm Kerry Lanigan. Thanks for listening.
Daybreak on BizNews is proudly brought to you by Bonitas, the medical aid for South Africa.